you know, they're a neutral country. And so that's how they contacted, I don't know who.
Yeah.
But anyhow, they said, hey, the war's... Oh, they dropped the A-bomb. And they announced the PA, they dropped an A-bomb. What is an A-bomb?
Now, you were still outside of Okinawa when that happened?
Yeah. Yeah, we were outside of Okinawa. We didn't know what A-bomb, never heard of it.
Right.
Finally, I guess the officers didn't even know what it was. They said, well, it's equivalent to 22,000 pounds of TNT or something.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
got to be something, you know.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so anyhow, it was just a few days after
that.
Did
you give you something to drink here?
No. A few days after that, and we all went to Tokyo Bay. And then a big typhoon came up.
Oh, jeez.
A typhoon, that's, you know what
like a
tornado
a,
is a here,
hurricane
a hurricane.
Type.
Well, a typhoon is, it's just...
It's a combination hurricane.
Well, it went over this house. You know. And there were three destroyers that capsized.
Oh, no.
Yeah, three of them capsized. No, a lot of people don't know this, you know.
No, were the people rescued, though, that were
on the... No, it was too rough. They couldn't. They just rolled right over.
Goodness.
See, what I wanted, they would follow the battleship, the Wake.
Yeah.
And as long as they were awake, they were all right.
Yeah.
Well, the battleship made a turn. Well, the bows could turn, but they couldn't. They rolled right over. Oh, it was, I guess it was, they were court-martialed some of the officers on that ship, you know, that battleship. But it was, well, anyhow, we got in there, and we were there, I never got a chore. Thought, geez, I'd like to get a chore, you know, took me 4 years to get here, you know. But, no. The Army, they got a chore there, the Army. But so then they called us out and they said, two of you destroyers and a minesweeper, you got to go over to China, up the Wang Po River.
Yeah.
They said they got mines in there and they...
Oh, they have to clear it out.
Yeah, the minesweeper's going in and you got to escort it in there. So we went all the way up to Shanghai.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, there we stayed for about 4 or 5 days. Oh, they were blowing mines up. They'd cut them like these cutters. Then we would fire our gun, our 40 millimeters, and they'd
explode.
Oh, that old ship would jump right out of the water when they
now,
put the lights up.
Yeah, could you see them, or did you...
Yeah, then you could see them.
Those were visible from...
Oh, they were about the size of the chair.
Oh,
They were on cables, all different...
Yeah, depths again.
Below the water, just enough that a ship would hit them.
Yeah, yeah.
And this mineship would cut that cable, and then they'd pop up, and then we'd explode them.
Now, how come the minesweeper didn't get hit by them? I mean, how could...
Well, they were all wooden hull.
Oh!
They wouldn't... it was like magnetic.
Yes,
with
the...
Steel hulls.
The mines,
they,
right. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that. That makes perfect sense. Yeah.
And anyhow, in Shanghai, it was right after... Right before the communists were coming in, in Chiang Kai-shek, and they had an inflation there. And we would take money, stacks like this, to go out.
To buy a loaf of bread, I suppose.
Well, we didn't buy bread, but vodka and orange. There's a lot of Russians there.
Oh, okay.
And you'd go into like a bar, and they'd be all tables, and the girls were all there. And Anyhow, they'd have vodka and orange. That's all we drank over there. But how much you want? Why, we just pretty quick the guys. They said, here, take it. Throw a whole bottle at it. No, neither. More. They want more of them, you know. So anyhow, we left Shanghai. We stopped in at the Philippines again. And then we made a beeline across. They're coming out. There we didn't worry. The lights are on and everything. The war was
over. Now, how did they get word to all the U-boats that the war was over? Because they didn't have, you know, the communication like they have.
Well, I'll tell you, by that time, there was only...
A few left.
There wasn't many left.
Ah,
you know.
Okay. Yeah,
there wasn't many left. And a few that were left, they surrendered.
Okay.
The Germans did.
Yes.
The Japs, I don't know. They probably, if I know them, they probably
made it suicide.
Opened the floodgates and... Citizens, you know, they do that. Yeah, take the cool right with them down.
What's it called when they kill themselves?
Because they to surrender is you can't go to heaven.
No, that's a terrible thing for them.
You had to you otherwise kill yourself. You know, a lot of them would commit suicide. They had a.
Trying to think what that's called.
Harry Carey.
They take a sword. It was a
sword, and they would cut themselves all inside to come out.
It was almost like a ritual.
They were weird people.
Yeah, they're very, very fanatic. Very fanatic.